It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to shift gears just a little bit and talk about productivity. I know I've talked about it 1,000 times before, but this is actually really good, and hopefully this could help you get more done in less time. Now, the reason I want to talk about this was just in the last week and a half, out of nowhere, I've been getting a ton of new people that have taken me up on my offer to get Todoist Pro for free. And I haven't even promoted that offer in quite a while. So that funnel's out there and people are taking me up on that offer, hopefully enjoying and getting a lot out of my favorite app, Todoist. So that got me thinking, maybe I should kind of tie in my kind of routine throughout the week and how I stay productive and what I've learned in the last 4 or 5 years from starting the business to now, and how I've not perfected, but I've got significantly more productive in the last 5 years than, and that's something I continue to learn and I love. I'm a productivity nerd. There's no doubt about that. So for me, that starts on Sunday. I kind of start the week on Sunday. We'll go back to the beginning of each month. So at the beginning of each month, I use my Rocketbook Panda Planner. And what I do is there's a section in the Panda Planner that I have. There's, I think, 3 or 4 monthly calendars. I only use one at a time because I don't want to leave the ink on those pages for very long. I've never had an issue with it, but I just to be on the safe side, I do one month view at a time. Then I scan it, erase it, and there we go. Because the cool thing with Rocketbook is once you write it down, you can assign where it goes, whether it be Google Drive, Evernote, which is what I use, Google Photos. There's a whole handful of different things. But once you scan it, upload it to wherever you want it to go, you could erase it and start fresh. So what I do is I plan out my entire month. Any big events, any big meetings, anything that's happening, I plan out the month. From there, I plot out each week in a little more depth. I talk about the goals that I want to do for that week, like the coming week, what I'm working on, whether there be a big project, a funnel, whatever the case may be. And then I plot that out. So now that's fresh in my mind. Every Sunday when I plan out the week, all that's fresh in my mind. All my goals are fresh in my mind. And I know what I'm going to do that week. I know when my meetings are, when my calls are, everything like that. And then what I do, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see it. If on the podcast, behind me, I have a whiteboard. Now, I've had a couple different whiteboards in the past. I had a smaller one. This actually was a framed one from the dollar store. And what I did was, it wasn't actually, the layout was perfect, exactly what I wanted, but the actual whiteboard material was terrible. So what I did was I bought off of Amazon a roll of whiteboard sticker, and it's perfect. I'm actually waiting on some sticker paper to come in because I'm going to print off the layout that was on there so I can use it, because it'll have each day, and then I have notes and my goals. So what I have in my Rocketbook, I'm just going to transfer over to the whiteboard. So it's right there. It's behind me. I can see everything for that week. Every time I walk by the desk, walk by the office, I can see it back there. So that's how I start my week. Now, the next thing I do is in Google Calendar and then on my Todoist app. I'm using my hands pointing because Todoist is actually on my second monitor right now. But in Todoist, we'll start with that. I have all of my reoccurring tasks, which tie in with my Google Calendar and my time blocks. So on Monday morning from, say, 7 to 8, there's this task. From 8 to 9, from 9 to 10, and so on. So I have it visually blocked off in my calendar. And then I have it in Todoist as well. So there's a reminder, okay, this is what you're working on for this hour. Now, what I do that in that hour is I take my cell phone and I shut off all of my notifications. Shut the notifications off, no notifications on the computer. I focus hard for that hour. I work on that task, get it done, and then I move to the next time block, taking a little 10 or 15 minute break to kind of get up and stretch a little, and then I keep going. Doing it this way, having every morning plotting down in my rocket book what I'm going to do. Actually, I missed that step. That's my fault. But having my time blocks and having Todoist as an over like an overview of my week and my day is perfect. But the most important part of the day is I take my rocket book. First thing I do is I write down the top three things that I'm grateful for. That could be something as simple as coffee, the weather, your friends, your family, whatever it is, whatever you're grateful for, write down the top three things that you're grateful for. It gets you in a great mindset. It gets you in the mindset to be grateful for that day. And that leads into the next part. I write down the top three things that I'm excited about that day. I'm excited about creating content. I'm excited about recording a podcast. I'm excited about watching the Habs play. Never really excited about that. It's going to be another rough year, but that's besides the point. But write down the top three things that you're excited about. Now, what if you have accounting to do? What if you have a task that you're not looking forward to? You know what? Write down, I'm excited about getting my accounting done today. What that's going to do is it's going to shift your mindset now. You're physically writing down in a rocket book, pen and paper, whatever. You're physically writing down what you're excited about. Writing down something that you're dreading will kind of shift that mindset a little bit to get you in a better mood to complete that task, which kind of leads into the next part. When you actually physically write down your tasks for that day, Todoist is perfect, absolutely amazing, and it runs my life. But each day, I take the top tasks that have to get done. If I don't get these top, say, 10 tasks done, then my day's not complete. So I have to get those done. And then what I do is I break them into the top three tasks that have to get done. And the way I do that is I prioritize what has to get done first, second, third, and so on. And the way I prioritize is I use the philosophy from the book Eat That Frog. That's taking the biggest, hardest task that I have and getting that done first. Then the second biggest and hardest task. Then the third and the fourth. After you start getting into the fourth and fifth, every task underneath that are quick, easy, simple tasks, and you will fly through the rest of your day. Now, if you reverse that and you got all the easy tasks done first, your mindset kind of shifts into dreading getting all in an hour or this afternoon, I got to do this. This is going to take me forever. That's a big task. Well, then I've got another big task. So now, subconsciously, you're going to slow down and you're not going to get as much done. You flip that and you start with the biggest task. You have that in a time block. You focus on it. You've written down that you're excited about that task. That's out of the way. And the day just gets easier from there. Once you're done with the day, and the cool thing about Todoist, this is what I really love about it, is it actually has a point system. So if you create tasks, complete tasks, whatever, you get points. Now, if tasks go overdue, you start to lose points. So it's a little bit of a game. And you have different levels. So your master, grandmaster, whatever, beginner, novice, and all that stuff, up to master, grandmaster. And currently the top tier is enlightened. And I just recently passed that tier. So I'm in the enlightened mode, which took me years to get to, but it was something to strive for. So they make a game out of it. The other cool thing is if you complete all of your tasks, if you're honest about it, if you complete all your tasks, it actually has a screen where it kind of gives you a little encouragement. Great job. You got Todoist zero today. Now you can enjoy the evening. You can enjoy the afternoon, whatever the case may be. So that gives you that encouragement. And that kind of leads into using the Rocket Book. So at the end of the day, once you're done, write down the top three things, the top, what did you accomplish? Oh, I accomplished this today. I accomplished this today, and I accomplished this. Now, the next part to that is, what have you learned and how are you going to apply that to tomorrow? Even though I accomplished this, this, and this, I learned that I could have done this better, and this is how I'm going to do it. Just a small little box, a couple sentences of how you're going to be better tomorrow. And that's already going to shift your mindset into, yes, I already know I need to get this done. I've already added it to my to-do list. I've added it to Rocket Book, your productivity board, or whatever you want to call it. You're already shifting that mindset. And the more you do that, the more it becomes habit, the more it becomes a routine, and things get a lot easier each and every single day. Now, to get all of that, to figure out how to block time and how you're going to allocate your day and get all the tasks done, one of the things that I found from Alex Sherfin, and I've kind of modeled that and created my own, was a time study. Now, the time study, I do at least once a month, if not really twice, usually once a month, once every month and a half. It's a 2-week time study. And what you do with the time study is literally every 15 minutes, what did you do? Well, I took half an hour, so I'll block off a half hour. I had lunch. I recorded this podcast. I blocked off 20 minutes. Record podcast. This blocked off an hour. I made dinner. I did dishes. I read a book. I worked on client work. I went to a meeting. Whatever the case may be, write down everything that you do. Even if it's spending 20 minutes scrolling on TikTok or scrolling Facebook or Instagram, write that down. What that's going to do is it's going to give you an overview of how your days and week went. So after the 2 weeks, at the back, there's a score sheet. You can, okay, I was productive this many hours. I was not productive these hours. I slept these hours. So you can kind of see where your time's going. For one, it's going to show you how to rework your days and your calendar time blocks to be more efficient. I wasted 3 hours on Tuesday, I wasted 2 hours on Wednesday, I wasted another 4 hours on Friday. How could I make that, change that into more productive hours, right? So once you've figured out where your wasted time is, you can change that. Now, from there, you can adjust your to-do list, your time block, to-do list that you use, whatever method, and you can allocate your time better. You can free up time at the end of the week, get more time done. Or if you're already working too hard Monday, Tuesday, and you have a lot of free time, maybe you want to spread that out a little bit, work more in the mornings, have afternoons off, whatever works best for you. You can see where your time is and you can better allocate that. And now that we're at the end of the podcast, that's what I want to do for you. I want to give you two things. I want to give you the time study that we have for free. Once you get that time study, I'm going to give you 2 months of Todoist Pro, absolutely free. So you can see how awesome Todoist is. The Pro version, now it's free. Don't get me wrong. If you don't want to pay for, I think it's like $4 or $5 a month or something like that. But if you don't want to pay for it, that's cool. Todoist by itself, free is a game changer. Now, Todoist Pro is even more of a game changer. I use every single feature every single day of the Pro version. I love it. It runs the business. It runs my life. I'd forget to sleep if I didn't have Todoist. I literally have make the bed as a reoccurring task. That was just to get into a habit a long time ago, and it stayed there, and that's okay. But that's what I want to do is I want to give you 2 months just so you can see how it could help you in your life and in your business, as well as the time study. So you'll hear a little bit more after this about all of that and how it could help. And with all that said, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Hopefully I've kind of shown you different things that could help you be more productive in your daily life and in your business. And hopefully that helps you get more done in less time. So with all that said, thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hold up one quick second. Now, you've heard me talk about becoming more productive, and I want to help you with that. The way I'm going to do that is I'm going to give you two of my favorite tools, two of the things that I use all the time to help you become more productive. The first thing will be the first step in becoming more productive and finding out how you could arrange your schedule, how you could better use your time. And that's a time study. All you have to do is click the link below, fill out the form, and that time study is yours completely free. That's 2 full weeks, that's 14 days where you track everything you do from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, and you can see exactly where your time is going. After the 2 weeks, there's an area where you could score yourself on where were you productive, where did you take time for yourself, where did you have dinner. You can plot all of that out so you can see where you're productive and where you're not. From there, you can adjust your schedule, your to-do list, your time blocking, whatever it is, you can make adjustments to become more productive. Now, the second tool is something that basically runs my life, both business and personal, and that's Todoist. Now, Todoist is a free app. You can download it in the App Store, you can get it on your computer, your phone, your tablet. It's free. But if you get Todoist Premium, there are far more features that can help you take your productivity to the next level. And what I want to do is I want to give you 2 months absolutely free so you can see how awesome Todoist is and what the benefits are to having the premium side of Todoist. So again, if you click the link below, if you go to rustechmedia.com/timestudy, if you click the button, whatever you do, as long as you head to rustechmedia.com/timestudy, I'll give you a time study absolutely free. I'll deliver it right to your inbox. After you get that, you'll be redirected to a page, and all you have to do is click the button, and Todoist Premium is yours for free for the next 2 months. Hopefully, this takes your productivity to the next level and changes your life. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week.